Dear American friends, I can imagine you are shocked by what America has turned into that last year. As a great friend of yours who has often used America as an example for the whole world, let me tell you how your situation looks from the outside. In my sermons, I often asked why the American Constitution is so short. The answer to that question is fundamental to understanding what is happening today. Your Constitution does not stand on its own, but is inextricably based on the Bible. It is only together that they served as a signpost for your ancestors. The American Constitution can only function properly in a Christian society. In other words, America's prosperity and power and justice grew when there was a good number of men and women in your nation who personally trusted in the redemption Jesus Christ brought to us through his blood shed on the cross of Golgotha, and who lived a life devoted to him. In 2016, after Donald Trump's victory, I asked the question, a new era of the church or the home stretch? After visiting your wonderful country and many biblical churches in 2018, I returned with very sad thoughts. I then delivered 4 sermons for you. The series was entitled, How to Drive the Communists Out of the Churches. I would very much like to see American patriots finally learning the truth that this great crisis that we are facing today is not due to the power of communists and globalists, but to the weaknesses of American Christians and churches. The belief that America will always be Christian and never be socialist proved that Americans placed their hope in men and not in Almighty God. The world is not over yet. Jesus wants all of his disciples to draw the right conclusions from the tragedy that has occurred over the recent months. Do not be fooled by those who call for an escalation of violence, secession, or purely political solutions. America was a city on the hill for one reason only. In God we trust. Now, there is a simple way for you to change the fate of your homeland and thus of the whole world. American Christians must return to their deep devotion to Jesus Christ and reject the worldly way of life described in the letter to the church in Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. You must once again reach for the profound wisdom of the Word of God. Pray for your eyes to be open to it. Kindle afresh the enthusiasm for the evangelization of your countrymen and the whole world. You need churches that are strong in Christ. So focus on godly pastors who reject the deceptive theology of success. After all, it was the representatives of this kind of theology who tried to deceive you with a vision supposedly revealed to them from heaven that Trump would triumph in the 2020 election. Christ's church is strong only when it consists of Jesus' humble disciples who recognize their weakness and who are great by his strength and his power. This is a simple key to rebuilding and winning. It's going to be a long and difficult road, but it's the only one you can take. As Polish evangelical Christians, we will pray for you, provide support, and strive to be an encouragement and inspiration to you. Remember, it's not a battle for America only. It's a war for the whole world.